I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Jazz Set from NPR at a New Year's Eve party in New York. The years come and the years go, yet the rhythms of Brazil never become old-fashioned. It's always a lift to hear those drums, baby. We're with three expatriates from Brazil who brought the samba to North America and now onto the stage at Jazz Standard in New York City. Guitarist Romero Lubambo, bassist Nilson Mata, and indeed drummer Duduka da Fonseca are with us right here on Jazz Set. And later in the show, one of New York's great pianists will join them. So stay with me.
Welcome to Jazz Standard. Very good to have you here. I hope you love the music, and Ken is going to be with us very soon. Thank you very much.
you very much. Romelo Lubamba on guitar. Duduca da Fonseca, Nilson Mata on bass. We are a trio da paz. This was a composition of mine, dedicated to the great guitar player from Brazil, Baden Powell, entitled Baden. And now we play a composition by Romelo Lubamba, entitled Pro Flávio. Hope you like it.
Thank you.
Flavio is Romero Lubambo's composition for his father, preceded by Baden, Nilson Mata's piece for Baden Powell, the composer and guitarist who lived from 1937 to 2000. In the 1990s, Nilson Mata founded the Afro-Brazilian Connection with pianist Don Pullen and worked with saxophonist Joe Henderson. In this decade, he's been on two CDs with cellist Yo-Yo Ma. I'm impressed. We're at Jazz Standard in New York City, where the party continues, with Trio de Paz laying down the samba and Kenny Barron adding the piano. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater with Jazz Set, so don't go away. Trio de Paz describes their music as samba jazz. Ooh, I like that. They've been together for over 15 years. Duduca da Fonseca was born in Ipanema. Tall and tan and yellow. Oh, stop it, Dee Dee. Hung out with drummers older than he was and taught himself to play. As a teenager, he worked on TV and in the studios. He moved to New York City in 1975 to blend samba with jazz. Is Duduca's life's work. Romero Lubambo graduated from the esteemed Villa Lobos School of Music in Rio de Janeiro. Then he taught himself the language of jazz and Brazilian guitar. Ever since he came to New York in 1985, he's been in demand. He's worked for quite some time with Diane Reeves, but his heart belongs to Trio de Paz. Once in New York, they found a Brazilian audience in a coffee shop that served a popular brunch. MC Michael Bourne from WBGO Jazz 88 has that story, as well as a special guest to introduce at Jazz Standard in New York, right here on Jazz Set.
I first heard these musicians at Coffee Shop, the restaurant on Union Square, where the food was Brazilian, the music was Brazilian. They played many a Saturday there, and that's also where Kenny Barron first got to know them, got to hear them, and in 02 they recorded a great album together called Canta Brasil. Here again, the Trio de Paz with Kenny Barron.
Thank you. so much. Jamie Barron. Jamie Barron. That was Triste by the great maestro Antonio Carlos Jobim. And now we would like to play a composition by maestro Kenny Barron entitled Clouds. Thank you.
That's Trio de Paz and Kenny Barron from Jazz Standard in New York on Jazz Set. To listen again, because once is not enough, come to jazzset.npr.org. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater.
Jazz Set receives support from an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. And the members of WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, and WBGO.org.
One of the songs Kenny plays with Trio de Paz is Route 66, Brazilian style, of course. Here's a sample. Romero Lubambo on guitar. Jazz great Herbie Mann was the musical father of Trio de Paz. He produced, played flute, and wrote liner notes on their CD, Black Orpheus. Duduca da Fonseca contributed this piece for his grandmother.
We'd like to play a song by Duduca da Fonseca called Dona Maria, Dona Maria.
Thank you.
Obrigada, muito obrigada. Kenny Barron and Trio de Paz. Duduka da Fonseca on drums, Nilsson Mata on bass, Romero Lubambo on guitar. Kenny Barron made a CD with Trio de Paz called Canta Brasil on the Sunnyside label. We have links at jazzset.npr.org. Obrigada to Seth Abramson at Jazz Standard in New York with Zach Sisko and Martin Goodman. Samba de Orfo features the drums to get everybody to stand up and move on out the door and go home. Thank you. Electric Mix by Jim Anderson with Orisonic Limited, Steve Remote, John Duva, and Robert Carvel. Our crew is WBGO's Josh Jackson, David Tollickson, and Katie Simon. Recording engineer Manu Mack at Studio Line in Boulogne-Billancourt, right next to Paris in France. Technical director Duke Marcos, our wonderful producer Becca Pulliam, and executive producer Thurston Briscoe III at WBGO Jazz 88, right in Newark, New Jersey. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater. Come on out and hear some live music. And remember to support your local Jazz Set Station.